No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
EAGLES. Eagles.
Welcome in, everybody, to a Saturday edition of Football 24/7 right here on Jacob Sports as we continue to take you through the Eagles training camp. One preseason game is now officially in the books. We've turned our sights on the next preseason game and then ultimately September 4th, which will kick off the new year versus the Dallas Cowboys. Joined now by John McMullen, the number one Eagles beat reporter in town. Give him a follow on X at JF McMullen. Johnny Mac, how you doing on this Saturday afternoon, brother?
Doing well. Back on the practice field. A little bit of a strange period after the first preseason game right before, obviously, Cleveland coming in this week. So. But yeah, it's that time of year. You're right back to it.
Yep, no doubt about it, Johnny Mac. What is the schedule just for the listening audience so they know fully when do the Browns come to town? When do the joint practices take place? And then I know next Saturday, a week from today, at I believe 1 p.m. So 1 week from now, we'll be playing that game. That's when the preseason game will be next Saturday at 1. What's the schedule with the Browns this week?
Well, I should note before the open practice tomorrow, because the Eagles have sent something out. They've sold 60,000 tickets, which is the most ever they've sold for an open practice. And there's also going to be evidently a Chris Brown concert at Citizens Bank Park. So tomorrow is going to be a nightmare. So they're telling fans to get there early, and we'll see how that shakes out. But yeah,
that's gonna be a tough one, Johnny Mac. It's gonna be over 100,000 people probably pouring into the same sports complex.
Yeah, that's one of the things with when things are happening at the same time. A lot of people like sports complex and everything being, not when two things are going on at once, you don't like it. But that's what will be happening tomorrow. Then they'll have a player's day off on Monday. They'll have a practice on Tuesday morning, and the Browns will be in Wednesday and Thursday for the joint practices.
Got it. Good stuff there. Johnny Mac, day 11 today. It was Vic Fangio day. All right. I love listening to him, Johnny Mac. I mean, it almost like it gets better every time. I don't know what it is, but there's just something about Vic Fangio where he brings a breath of fresh air, where it feels like even you guys as a contingency of reporters ask different types of questions because you know you're going to get, at the very least, somewhat of an honest answer. Maybe not a long answer, but your takeaways from Vic Fangio today, who spoke this morning before practice.
Yeah, I talk about it a lot. You don't have to, in a lot of ways, like with Nick, I try to ask more football-centric questions to get him talking. Or somebody, you know, even if you look at Kellen Moore, who Shane Steichen, guys who didn't give you a lot on the podium, you just try to get them talking. With Vic, it's more of you just say a name. Right. You get where they are. And obviously the big story coming off the game was the cornerback position and Kaylee Ringo and Adoree Jackson, because they both didn't play well. And Vic was honest, as he typically is. And I thought it was interesting because I expected Adoree to be the starter, but it was Kaylee, the starter in practice today. And, you know, Vic, during the press conference, if you listen to him, especially the last question, because I snuck in right. The teaching points about Ringo, you know, I think he wanted to see how he responded. So I think, if anything, he got more first-team reps today than he usually does. Because I think Vic wants to see how he responds to some of that adversity. And then, you know, the practice debut of Jacorian Bennett started out on the third team. I saw one second team at the end of a second team period that he jumped in. So they're going to start him off slowly. It's not like he's out there with the first team, but I think it's going to ramp up pretty quickly. And Eli Ricks had the play of the day. So maybe this thing is expanding rather than, which is not necessarily a good thing.
Yeah, right. We could be up to four names, John. Yeah, four names there.
Because Eli had a chance to get a pick six in the game, and he dropped it. Today he got a chance in a backed-up drill, and he didn't drop it. He read a Tanner McKee out route to Terrace Marshall. Just jumped it, waltzed in the end zone, and punted it like he was Braden Mann in celebration. Big pick six. So, you know, after Tanner's great preseason game, he got caught pretty good by Eli.
There you go. Good stuff from Eli Ricks. John, if I asked you to pick today, would you still default to Ringo at that position as of right now? Or what do you think if week one was – you know, this upcoming week, where do you think Vic is right now in those guys?
I think Vic is happy it's not week one and he doesn't have to play.
I agree. I got that same vibe from him today. He's like, yeah, it's still too early.
Yeah. I, but you know, it's funny. If you would have asked me that question before the game or even after the game, I would have said, and I said it on the show. I said, you know, if they had to play Dallas tomorrow, I think Adoree Jackson would be the starter. After today, ironically, if they had to play Dallas tomorrow, I think Kaylee Ringo would be the starter because he doubled down, you know, and it's clearly a test. And he gave them, you know, they've been splitting first team reps. So we always talk about, you know, who gets the first rep, and Kaylee got the first rep today. But generally, they split it no matter what, for the most part. But today, Kaylee got more than Adoree. So I thought that was interesting coming off the performance on Thursday night.
Did you see anything from Jacorian Bennett today, John, his first practice as an Eagle?
No, not much, but he did get beat by Taylor Morin. The practice ended with two great plays by Taylor Morin and the red zone. He caught a corner route on Drew Makuba for a touchdown from about the 10-yard line. And then the two-point conversion was a quick slant to Taylor. They went right back to him right in front of Bennett. And there was a completion in front of him from Darius Cooper. And those were the only two times I saw the ball go his way. And there were both completions, but both short completions. And the slant for a 2-point conversion obviously is not, you know, it's not great, but it's not anything devastating.
Yeah, right. No doubt. John, I did like what Vic had to say as well about Ringo in the preseason game in terms of, you know, kind of echoed a sentiment that you've said since the game concluded. That's a tough matchup over there with Ja'Marr Chase and with Joe Burrow. You know, the problem isn't that Ja'Marr Chase was open and got the catch. It was not getting him out of bounds, not tackling him and letting him go the distance. And then the other thought I thought was great about it was, you know, a good old salty dog coordinator you get with Vic is that's a good learning lesson. You know, you got to learn from that. You got to actually take it, use it, and learn from it. But that's a good experience to have early in the process here, you know, to maybe correct some things early and have a sense of the type of talent you're going to be playing at the NFL level when you're starting corner.
Yeah, and I thought another thing Vic kind of explained was that, you know, that was a zero blitz, which Kaley.
Yeah, that was great. He was testing them. Yep.
After the game. And Vic had mentioned, you know, they played Cincinnati last year and did a pretty good job. They didn't run zero once. In other words, you know, for a real game, he's not running zero, but he's trying to test. He's trying to test what he has on the outside.
See what they're made of, John.
Yeah. So I think that's a little thing, and you hear it from Vic Fangio. I say it all the time, but it'll resonate more coming from Vic, obviously. That's what I talk about, the difference in preseason. They're not game planning. They're not, you know, if you're game planning for Ja'Marr Chase, you're not running zero blitzes. Right.
Never.
With Kaley Ringo, man to man. That's the kind of stuff I'm, you know, I try to impart, but, you know, it gets lost in the sauce because, you know, and I get it. People see a football game and they say, hey, Tanner McKee played well, but, you know, and he did play well, and Kaley Ringo played poorly, and he did play poorly. But there's a lot of context and nobody's game planning. It's just you're trying to test these players in certain situations.
Yeah, good stuff there, Johnny Mac. John, let's go on the field. You mentioned Ringo got more of the first team reps today, which is pretty good. Any other things stand out before I get into some of the names I want to ask you about? Talked about Ja'Quarian already. Anybody stick out today? You mentioned Eli made the big play, but did it lean offense today? Did it lean defense today in terms of success at practice day number 11?
Yeah, I think it was the typical Eagles practice, and it was a lot of those were the two big splashy moments in practice. A lot of run game, a lot of underneath stuff. It was not a fully padded. It was not a green practice. It was a yellow practice. So it was more laid back. Not quite the sense of urgency. And that, you know, you're going to see that, as I said, on Wednesday and Thursday. So those were pretty much the only two splash plays in the practice, the pick six by Eli and the corner route by Taylor Morin. Those were the two highlights of the practice. And the rest of it was kind of nondescript, I would say.
I did see some stuff about Jalen Carter, Johnny Mac, having a great practice today.
I mean, there's no pads, you know, it's more of the off season environment, OTAs is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
More of that environment than, I mean, there were some one-on-ones with, you know, people get very excited by, we've talked about that, the offensive line, defensive line, one-on-ones. And again, the pads aren't on. They're more impactful when the pads are on. I'm just giving you my view of it. Jalen's always a good player. I thought the most interesting thing was after the practice because Clint Hurt spoke to us, and you know he was talking about Jordan Davis and the losing of the. Of losing weight, and you know it got down to the skinny of it, and you know he was asked, can he be a three down player, and he said he's in a position to compete and he's doing all the right things, typical coach speak. And then with Morrow, it's like, yeah, he's a three down player. it's amazing to me the confidence. It's almost Xander Kraus level confidence.
Yeah, baby.
It's amazing to me how confident and sure. And I'm thinking to myself, here's Jordan Davis. He's the 13th pick in the draft.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And they're doing the normal. Well, he's competing. He's
right.
He's
the
in
political
a
coach speak.
Yeah, and with Morrow, he's a three flat out. He's a three down player. We don't consider him a role player anymore. He's a three down player, which speaks. And by the way, this is twofold, which I've kind of explained. Like I said from the start, like, why does anybody want Jordan Davis on the field on third down?
Yeah.
It does,
John. Does it seem to you, because I do get that take from you, but does it seem to you that the Eagles do want that? They probably are aware of the limitations and have set up contingencies if he can't do it. But it does seem to me that in a perfect world, yes, they do want Jordan Davis to play that role. Now, whether he can or not, hey, maybe he can't. Maybe you're right. But it does seem like the Eagles want him to do that.
No, I think the exact opposite, which I point to Clint. They want Morrow to do that. Now, again, what they want is, you know, when they're playing four-man front, they want Jordan Davis out there with Jalen Carter on first and second down, and they want Morrow on there on third down. But, you know, you can't do that consistently. You have to split the reps. You know, it's a rotational position. Energy and effectiveness comes into it. You can't just, you know, so guys have to play in situations where they're not perfect for at times. But in high leverage situations, you know, in a close game, you want Jordan on there early downs and you want Morrow on there pass rushing downs.
Yeah, so, I guess I just don't see the reason for the coach speaking and talking, you know what I mean, and the weight loss and some of those things. If they, you know, if you really are good or truly good, okay, he's our run stopper. You know, I don't need him to be a three down player. Then why the, you know, why the way they framed it up? Why the way, you know, even just the way you explained what Clint talked about that I didn't have a chance to hear him. I wasn't at the computer.
Well,
when he
Clint,
spoke,
yeah. Well, Clint didn't frame it up like that. He was like, no, he's a three down player. But with Morrow, he kind of did the coach speak with Jordan. But the thing with Jordan Davis, I think, is the lack of reps. You know, I think from Howie's perspective. So basically, you know, when they're talking about picking up the fifth year option, basically they told him to lose this weight so you can play more, because he's going to have to play more because you have, you know, you lose Milton. So some of those reps have to go to Jordan Davis. But
right.
Again, from the situation of third and long, you know, that's when you want Morrow on the field. You're not taking Carter off the field.
Right, obviously.
There's not going to have five defensive line.
Exactly.
So I've never gotten that from anybody questioning or the fan base. Like, why would you want that?
Well, John, hear me out. And if Morrow Ojomo, and yeah, it makes sense what you're saying. If Morrow Ojomo is as advertised from Clint and Vic, and he's a three-down guy, and there's little doubt – by the way, I have a comment on him that we'll talk about in a second. But if he's that guy, how expendable does that make Jordan Davis to you for this team moving forward?
Well, I think that depends on how Morrow handles the run part of it. I don't want Morrow Jomo on the field on first down. Just like I don't want Jordan Davis on the field on third.
But the comments from Clint, wouldn't they insinuate at least they feel good about him doing it? Maybe they're not going to ask him to do it that much, but it seems they feel good about it, him in that role if needed.
Yeah, and I say that with as long as Jordan Davis is here, I'm trying to utilize, you know, what the guy who can handle run support the best on early downs and on obvious passing situations. I'm trying to utilize the guy who's better at pass rushing. I think it's pretty simple. I think a lot of people overcomplicate it. I'm like, all right, this guy's really good.
Yeah, right.
At stuffing the run, and this guy's a really good pass rusher.
Well, I think you understand though why it gets complicated, and it obviously all has to do with Jordan Davis, the draft status, the expectations that are put on a player, you know, where they're taken, what they're expected of, and what the fan base, you know, all those things add in, John, and I think that's where it gets muddy, but you're right, it is pretty simple of an explanation.
Yeah, I think when you boil it down to the Vic Fangio simplification, it boils down to that. Well, I'm going to use this guy to stop the run. I'm going to use this guy to rush the passer, but I obviously I said it day one when they drafted Jordan Davis. I called it. I wasn't sure if people were going to understand the pick and the esoteric nature of it and his role. And it's kind of borne out that way. But yeah, I mean, when you're the 13th pick, I mean, let's be honest, people want sacks and he's a nose tackle. So you probably shouldn't take a nose tackle on the 13th pick. That's the moral of that story.
John, let's talk about Morrow Jomo for a second. I want to leave aside the little Johnny Mac, Xander Crouse spat that we had. Good to hear Clint is with me. But anyway, just a comment on the player, John. I mean, this guy was taken, John, 2 years ago. This isn't going to be his third season. With the 249th overall pick. Now, I don't remember exactly how many picks are in an NFL draft. I think it's like 260-something or whatever. But I mean, this guy was taken damn near the bottom of the draft entirely. And going into year three, you got Fangio, you got Clint Hurt. You got guys talking about him, and not only talking about him, but their money's where their mouth is. They're relying on him to be a massive part of this defense. I think that's pretty impressive for a seventh-round pick by this team. Obviously not the same circumstance as a player like Mailata, who had to learn how to put on a helmet, but still pretty amazing, nonetheless, that a seventh-rounder is able to do what he's done to this point in his career.
Yeah, I obviously, anytime you hit on the seventh-round pick, but, you know, well, again, we still have to see. There's, like I said, there's tremendous, like the phrase our spat had to do with Milton Williams, which, you know, they're talking about him as a player and their confidence in him as a player, which is growing and growing. But the bottom line is, guys played, I think, 460 snaps or thereabouts in his first two seasons. That's it. I mean, you know, he had 60 something in his first season as a rookie, which is understandable, as you mentioned, as a seventh-round pick. Last year was about 388, and then he played more in the postseason because he was playing better and better. So it's a really big step up in his projected role this year, and we're going to see. I mean, you know, one of the reasons he fell to where he fell was because he's undersized. So, and that was the question today when Clint said, no, he's a three-down player. He's not a role player anymore. That question was, can he play the run? Because we were talking about Jordan first.
Right.
Can he be a three-down player? And he gave the coach speak answer. And then we were talking about Morrow, and it became, well, other side of that coin, can he stop the run? And Clint said, yeah, he's a three-down player.
Yeah.
He's not a role player, is basically what he said. But, you know, it's a big step up. So he hasn't done it. Like I said, you know, for all the talk about him being a great pass rusher, very similar to Bryce Huff with the pressure percentages, but for an inside player, like over a small sample size, But even in Bryce's case, like Bryce had the 10 sacks or whatever, like he's never had an NFL sack in the regular season game.
Yeah.
And guys are talking about him like this, which is.
Yeah, you're right. He's still got a lot to prove.
Yeah, you don't see that often. So I was just writing about that for SI with what Clint said today. People could check it out, SI.com/NFL/Eagles. But I was just writing about it because it's you rarely see this of they speak with such certainty about a player who hasn't done it, which is rare, very rare. It's interesting.
Yeah, it is. We're going to see how it all shakes out. I'm excited to see what more with Jomo. John, let's keep moving on the field today. I want to ask about Sidney Brown. John, was he out there today? Any sign of injury? Because I was a little worried, not worried, but, you know, I saw him grab that shoulder in the preseason game. Wasn't sure if something happened there. What's the update on Sidney?
Yeah, no, he practiced, and that was good. The guys who got banged up, Sidney was the only one that got practice, the guys who got banged up in the game. Elijah Cooks didn't practice.
Might have been the end for Elijah, unfortunately, John.
Yeah, he was out there watching, so hopefully it's not that serious. But, yeah, I mean, with Darius Cooper coming up, he got some first-team reps today. Now, AJ's still not back. Devontae is playing, but so they have some to go around. It was interesting because I had not seen him take a first-team rep, and he caught a pass from Jalen Hurts over the middle of the field. And, you know, Jalen went up to him afterwards, patting him on the helmet, and was pretty excited. So, you know.
He's coming, John. Darius Cooper's coming. You're telling me he looked all right with the ones.
Yeah, he made a nice catch. There was a earlier one where he's not perfect. He was had a chance at a Tanner McKee throw and wasn't able to haul it in. It was a tough catch, but wasn't able to haul it in. So, but later he got a rep with the ones and he made a nice catch over the middle of the field. So he's heading there. And Terrace Marshall is back. He got a lot of traffic today. He made a couple catches, but he also was the intended receiver on the pick six. But I'm not sure that was his fault. That was just a telegraph throw from Tanner. So it was probably more on the quarterback. But the guys who are coming are the guys that people – I don't know. They don't want him to come. Most fans I talk to, Johnny Wilson and Anaya Smith, they're gonna make this team.
Yeah. Are you more toward them keeping six now than you were before the preseason game where Cooper really kind of came alive? And now it seems like, you know, the team saw that too, and they're giving him some first team reps. Do you think the likelihood of them keeping six wide receivers has increased?
Yeah, a little bit, And again, he's got to finish, you know, more. It can't be just that one game. But if he continues to play well in the preseason, then I think, yeah, I think Howie will tend to, you know, in the more modern era, since they made the roster changes and the rules became more liberalized, he's more apt to, you know, cut veterans and make sure that he doesn't put people on waivers who could potentially be claimed. And obviously, if you're vested, you don't have to go on waivers. So that's sort of how the Eagles have been doing it over the past couple of years. And if Cooper, if they have that fear that somebody might pick him up, they might keep six receivers. Because remember, a lot of people say, hey, the final cuts. No, it's the initial cut down to 53. Right. Exactly. Going to be a lot of movement after the initial cut down. So that's always the case. You know, also, Dorian Thompson-Robinson is really playing much better than Kyle McCord over the past week. So that's going to be interesting as well, because Kyle, which is disappointing because he has not played well. It almost seems like polar opposites. Like Thompson Robinson is gaining more confidence and feeling more comfortable and doing things, and Kyle's just going the opposite direction. Everything was quick and on time, and now he's holding on to the football, and it's gotten ugly for Kyle McCord. So it's going to be that third quarterback job is going to be interesting because Kyle's not played well over the last week or so.
Maybe some early jitters for Kyle McCord, feeling the pressure a little bit of trying to make an NFL roster. Welcome to the NFL, young man. We'll see how he progresses through the rest of camp so far. I'm with everybody right now here on a Saturday edition of Football 24/7. Thanks so much for being here, everybody. Don't forget to hit that like button, subscribe to the YouTube channel, and consider becoming a member. We're going to do a bunch of giveaways of jerseys for the Eagles this year, maybe some ticket giveaways I'm working on now. We'll see if I can make something happen in that regard. So get your memberships in, and thank you so much for being here on a Saturday edition. John, you just spoke a little about the offense. It seems like it was kind of a lighter practice today, which makes sense coming off the game on Thursday night. But what'd you see from Jalen Hurts and the offense won today out there?
Yeah, a lot of, as I mentioned, a lot of running game work early, a lot of underneath stuff. So almost reverted back to the opening days of camp. I didn't see one shot down the field. So I would say it's more of, there were a couple layered throws. I mean, maybe the longest one was to Johnny Wilson, which I thought was a positive because that was the first team rep for Johnny Wilson. And he threw it, Jalen threw it down the seam, and it was a layered pass, you know, sort of over the linebackers before, you know, in between the safeties. And that's a throw I was thinking, and I jotted down in my notebook, that's a throw that he would not have thrown to Johnny Wilson last year because he wouldn't have had confidence that he would right. catch it. And if you drop the ball or tip it in the middle of the field, that's got interception written all over it. And he threw it. And again, it's practice, so you can try things. And Johnny made a nice hands catch down the seam. So he's another guy who's getting better.
Johnny seems to be finding some confidence, John.
Yeah, confidence is a big thing with players, man.
John, there's confidence is a big thing in everything, I think, in life.
Yeah. And he is getting more confident. He snatched it out of the air. And that's the first thing I thought. I was like, poof, Jalen would have never threw that to him last year. And even in practice. And he did, and he made the catch, and saw the same thing with Jahan Dotson. I mean, Jahan's a much higher level player, but he didn't trust him early because he was new and probably didn't know the entire offense. And then later in the season, Jahan started, you know, making plays when they were available, and you saw the confidence grow. So that was probably the longest play of the day. So it was more that first, if you remember back to the first couple of days of camp, it was more about working underneath stuff, run game, things like that. A couple RPOs, quarterback draws, things like that.
Good stuff there, Johnny Mac. John, any update on Zach Bond?
Yeah, he was back in a limited
Okay, because I've been getting a little worried. I do not like hearing back injuries, John. I hate them. Just make me nervous, man. I just, you know, you never know with the back.
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you there's no concern from the Eagles' okay. perspective. They're
That's
just,
good.
They're just being cautious. And, you know, you see this all around the NFL. I saw, you know, you see some of these star players who tweet. AJ's doing the same thing, right? You know, and he was out there before practice running sprints, so he's getting closer. But Zach was back in a limited way today, so. He's getting closer. They don't need Zach Bond to play, you know.
Yeah, no, they don't right now. I just wanted to make sure, you know, I don't know, when it's a super starting to feel like it's been a while, so I just wanted to make
sure.
Well,
it has, but the thing is, and I pointed out last week, if you're hurt, they're not going to let you on the field. He has been watching intently, trying to help Jahad Campbell and Smile Munden the whole time. That's a dead giveaway that it's not serious. If anything is serious, You're either not on the field, or if you progress to where you need your rehab, you're on a side field working with a trainer. Zach and AJ have been, you know, essentially with their teammates and with the coaches watching players. In Zach's case, he often, you know, shadows Jihad Campbell and tries to give him advice in between reps. And so it's not serious. That's just the new age of football. If anything's slightly amiss, they're not going to risk really, really good players, certainly here. Not everyone does it the same, but they're going to be very cautious, and that's been the case, and it's hard to argue with.
Yep, no doubt about it. John, a couple more questions, brother, before I let you go here on Saturday edition. Just in a Johnny Mac opinion here, do you think they're overdoing the lack of pushing the ball downfield in practice? I'm just going off of what you tell me. They don't seem to push the ball downfield very much. Or do you think it's the right thing to do, considering, you know, you don't want to practice putting the ball in bad situations. You want to practice protecting the football. What is your perspective on that, on just that part of it?
Well, you know, during the first, say, eight practices, it's they're installing different things each day to the offense. And, you know, early, I remember when Nick Purse got here, he would do a lot of red zone on the first day. They didn't do red zone until much later this year for whatever reason. But, you know, the last part of the install was when they did backed up in 4-minute offense last week. So now the full offense is in, and now they seem to have almost turned it over and are starting back to what they did originally. In, you know, day one, day two, which is more of the run game and more of the stuff. So again, I go back to what JJ Watt said, you know, these drills have specific designs. It's not, you're not trying to matriculate down the field. You're trying to work on things you want to work on. And it might be, you know, a throw out to the flat. It might be a screen. Doug Peterson used to have one practice. It was the most boring practice of the year, I could tell you, where the whole practice was just practicing landmarks in the screen game, where you're supposed to be, the offensive lineman. You know, that's the kind of detail that you have in practice. So I, you know, when I often say it took me 20 years to learn how to watch practice, I'm not exaggerating. It's not, you know, I think, I say it all the time. I think most people go into it with they're watching a game, and it's not the same.
Got Johnny Mac. Good stuff. Last question, Jihad Campbell. Anything from him today? A lot of eyes on the rookie so far through training camp.
Well, I think the most interesting thing was off the field, because I asked Vic, you know, why did Smile Munden start and why did Jihad not start? And
I heard this.
It was related to the training staff putting sort of a limit on the reps. His plan was they were all going to play basically the same amount of reps. So, you know, because that would have been a concern to me. So I'm kind of glad that Vic cleared that up, because
– yeah, because he basically said he played Munden first so that he could put in Campbell and then get a break for Munden, who would probably have to play a lot more reps, if I interpreted it correctly.
Well, he had a rep limit, and the original plan was all three, Trotter, Munden, right, Campbell, would have similar number of reps, but Campbell, they put a limit on Campbell. So, you know, the easiest way to handle it would be to put Munden in first, but... So that's, and I don't think Smile played that well, because, you know, he missed three or four tackles. So that's one of the things, you don't get in practice. That's right, where you get in the live, where it's like, because he looks good in practice. He's very athletic. He's long. He's in coverage. But then you got an NFL tight end running right through him. You know, you don't have that physical aspect until you see it. with Campbell, it's all positive from a physicality and leverage and athleticism and length. It's all positive. Little concern about if the instincts are there. I don't think he's the most natural linebacker, and I think that's big at that particular position. But, you know, we'll see how it shakes out.
Johnny Mac, great show today, brother. Great recap of practice today. Your final thoughts, day 11 in the books, John. They're back out on the practice field tomorrow, prepping for a big week versus the Browns. Shedeur Sanders had a nice first night out there. Johnny Mac, your final thoughts here before I let you run on this Saturday edition.
My final thought is, Ed said, I'm going to ask Mick about Shedeur Sanders.
I heard
this
that.
Pre-practice. And I said, don't bother. You're going to ask Ed. I said, don't bother. He's not going to answer. And boy, he completely shut Ed down.
Yes, he did. I even said to myself, I'm sure John said something to Ed about that question. It's funny you say that. Johnny Mac, great show today, brother. We'll catch you tomorrow. All right, man.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
All right, thanks, John. There's Johnny Mac, John McMullen, joining us right here on a special Saturday edition of Football 24/7, day number 11 of training camp in the books. Getting ready now for preseason game number 2. Who's got the math for me? How many days out are we from September 4th? This Eagles season is ramping up. It's been off to a great start. I loved what I saw in preseason game number 1. I'm loving Darius Cooper. How about him getting some runs with the ones today, everybody? Jalen Hurts connecting with him on a pass over the middle. Hurts goes up and gives him a little bit of love. Darius Cooper is coming. I'm telling you guys right now, this team is not going to cut Darius Cooper, who, again, as I just stated, got some runs with the ones today, the first team offense. Great stuff today. For those just checking in, Jacorian Bennett, his first practice with the Philadelphia Eagles was today. He did not get any reps with the ones, which makes sense. Got to acclimate. Started out with the threes. By the end of practice, he got a couple reps with the twos. So we will keep an eye on him. I think that job is that battle there is kind of opening up completely. So we're going to have to keep an eye on that. I want to thank and welcome, by the way, everybody for being here, man. Love each and every one of you guys. HKP, thanks for being here on your break, brother. Appreciate it. JD3, I'm going to get to all of our super chats today. Lamar Davis, what's up, my boy Lamar? Lamar, I learned my lesson on Thursday night. Thanks to you, my friend. No more vacuums for me. All right, CZ, what's up, brother? Gregory's in here. Good to see all of the great people of Jacob Nation on a Saturday afternoon. Twizzler's in here. What's up, Twiz? Rico Mark, even my boy Texas Boy, who you guys love to bash in the chat, but Texas Boy, I know you know I love you, brother. Thank you for being here. Thank you for watching. Intern Sirianni's in here. Abe, what's up, Abe? Good to see everybody. And Afredo as well. Anybody I missed, didn't mean to miss you, but it's always good to get a Jacob Nation chat check. Appreciate all you guys. Michael Heft, Peter Riley was in here. Master Eagle. Man, we got a lot of people in here. Love all you guys. Appreciate all of you guys. The shirt says Kate May, my friend. DS, the shirt says Kate May. How about this Eagles hat? My girl gave me this Eagles hat. Now, it came flat. But guys, I can't. She gave me two. I can't do the flats. Actually, yeah, wait a second there. Let me make this a little bigger for my big noggin. Wait a second. Maybe I can pull off a flat. I don't know. So I decided to bend the rim a little bit and wear it for the show today. Thank you to my beautiful girl, Emily, for giving me the hat. All right. So shout out to her. And appreciate everybody, all you guys for being here today. It seemed like a kind of a light practice today. Didn't feel like it was too upbeat or a lot going on. So overall, good to get him back on the field. Again, big week this week. They got the joint practices with the Browns. How about Shedeur Sanders, by the way? Where are all the people who told me Shedeur Sanders was going to stink? Now, it's one preseason game, but I told you guys they slept this league. They didn't do him right. It's one thing for him to fall to the second round, maybe. He fell to the fifth. I said, something's wrong here. Something is wrong here. I hope Shedeur Sanders continues to prove everybody wrong. Great stuff by Shedeur Sanders the other night. How about, yeah, where's my resident Commander fan? Where is James Jones? I don't know. I didn't watch the game, but somewhere on my social media feeds, I think I saw a Jaden Daniels ugly interception. You hate to see it. You hate to see it for Jaden Daniels. We'll see what happens with that. I saw a I guess the Giants, are they playing right now? Jackson Dart had a good game. I think I saw a tweet today that Jackson Dart had a good start. So we'll be keeping our eye on all the NFC East, obviously. Texas, boy, I know you're in here because, you know, when you're a Cowboy fan right now, what's the best thing you can do? How can we get mad at Texas, boy, guys? Think about it. Think about if our Eagles operated like the Cowboys. You'd be miserable. I'd be miserable. You know, so you kind of get, I can almost extend a little bit of an olive branch to Texas boy who he doesn't know where to go. So he comes over to the Eagles chats. He hangs out with me because he loves listening to me yap. And he goes back and forth to the Eagle fans. You know, that's what woodpeckers do. They peck it. You know, when you're at the top, everybody wants a piece. That's how it works. So Texas boy, got to have a little bit of love for him. You got to have a little bit of love for him. We appreciate him being here. CZ, what's up, brother? Hurt season. Good to see everybody. A nice Saturday edition. You know, sometimes I like to do a Saturday show. All right. You know, I know it's normally the day that we don't have much content, but I love to be here and hear from the great people of Jacob Nation. All right. So good practice today. Day number 11 in the books. Johnny Mack, good work today. Great breakdown of practice today. As always, we'll keep an eye on everything that happens. If anything breaking happens, I'll come right back here on the channel and be live. Okay. So if not, though, we'll catch you tomorrow. The Eagles will have another practice tomorrow, practice number 12. All right. Texas boy says that second half is better. Rumor is, Texas boy, you're thinking of changing the allegiance, and this hat is bad to the bone, baby. Look at this thing. Although I don't think I can rock the flats. 1933. This hat is bad to the bone, baby. Hat is badass. All right. First hat was kind of high. I know. They're all kind of goofy. This isn't my particular style, guys. You know me. I like to rock the Kangos. So, yeah, it's a little high. It's a little odd. You know, it was meant to be a flapper. I bent it. I don't know if I messed it up, but I digress. Who cares? All right, everybody. Love all you guys. Thanks for being here on a Saturday edition of the show. I appreciate each and every one of you. Hit the like button on your way out. All right, drop your comments down below. Subscribe to the channel if you're new. And again, for those who are not members, Gregory is not a member. Trey is not a member. DS is not a member. Silent Mindset, not a member. Brian Biddings, not a member. Hurt Season, not a member. King Blend, not a member. Texas Boy is not a member. Get your memberships in, everybody. We're going to be doing a bunch of giveaways all year long, all right? I love all of our great people, all of our great watchers, all of our great members. Thanks, everybody, for a great Saturday show. Nice 45 minutes of content for you guys. Hit that like button on your way out. And I'll see you next time, everybody.
EAGLES, Eagles.
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.